Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Ghost Encounters of the Third Kind. We're here tonight with myself, Nick Taft, Nick C, and Marie C.
Hi.
How are we?
All good. Tonight, we're going to be talking everything ghost hunting, like equipment, locations, any stories that we've had regarding the locations and the equipment.
Right, cool. That's it.
Shall we kick off on the equipment? What's your favourite piece of equipment, Marie?
Me.
You.
Oh, yeah.
Myself. I don't think there's anything better than your own body and your own senses for investigating. Your body reacts to static electricity. You can hear things yourself, you know, with your own eyes, the light anomalies. I think that is my favourite tool, if you want to call myself a tool.
Yes, I totally agree.
You are the favourite tool.
It's official, Marie is a tool.
Yeah, but not just a tool, the favourite is tool. Yeah, what about you, Nick? What's your favourite piece of equipment?
I like old school, don't I, myself. But I do like EVPs. I do like the voice recorder. Really, that's all I do like out of it all. Me personally, I just believe you need that. A camera. But as I was saying, are we ever going to catch anything on camera? But we have had some decent stuff, haven't we?
Yeah,
but you have to be there, don't you? I think, you know, that's a great piece of evidence. But when you show it to other people, they're like, oh, it could be this, or it could be that.
Ghost box.
I think it depends what kind of investigating you're doing. Obviously, if you've got guests, then they like all the gadgets and the visual stuff, don't they? So if we're doing it on our own, the private stuff, then like Nick says, it's old school.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's why I moved away from like paid events, because of it's like you got put on a show, and it's not a real ghost hunt, is it? Or paranormal investigation, as I like to call them. I know we call them ghost hunts, but I would like to, you know, ghost hunt sounds like ghost train, doesn't it? It's just for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, when you've actually got to paying customers with you, you don't really get a chance to investigate yourself anyway, do you? You're looking after people, aren't you, all the time?
And I think most people do pay to go on them investigations as an entertaining evening. They wouldn't want to go. I don't think anybody would want to pay for a ticket and come with us and we do what we do, sit in silence for an hour. it's not very entertaining for them. So I think they are the ones that expect the gadgets and the auditory stuff and the visual flashing lights and things like that. And there's plenty of it out there.
What about you, Nick? What's your favourite?
It has got to be myself, like Marie, really. You know, I think I'm quite sensitive to my surroundings. Plus, I'm tight and the equipment's quite expensive. It's like wedding stuff, isn't it? It's just because you mentioned the paranormal investigations, and they turn a little meter that's for measuring, you know, EMF. They put a ghost badge on it, and then suddenly it's double or triple in price.
Yeah, so I don't know what you're on about with cake. I don't know
what you're... I love cake.
When we're doing our own investigations, obviously, we can take all that in, and we know ourselves, don't we, better than anybody, and we know each other well as well. So we know this game, we know...
Pantomime.
Yeah.
Jiggery-pokery.
I nearly swore, but yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
You can swear. Yeah. I'll just have to mark it as explicit if you need some swearing.
Yeah. But I think people that pay for it... They could be interested in ghost hunting, but they come out to get scared, have a laugh and a joke, don't they?
Yeah.
And use equipment, don't they? I mean, like you've said earlier, they're not going to spend 5 hours sat in a corner in the dark. Are they waiting for a breeze or waiting for something knocking?
And on the flip side, when we go and do our own investigations, we don't stand there and do the human pendulum on each other, neither do we.
I was going to mention that.
I love the human pendulum. And table tipping.
Yeah,
they're classics, aren't they?
Oh yeah, that's for when you haven't got any equipment and you just try and blag it, I think.
Yeah. I mean, we are taking the mick a bit here, but we are no experts. Listen, we are no experts, but we've seen some funny stuff over the years.
Oh dear, yeah,
certainly not knocking any companies that do the human pendulum, by the way. If that's what your customers and your paying guests want, then that's fine. We're not knocking anybody for that.
Your boat. Go for it. Let's have a look at the...
What do you do when you first start? What do you do when you first got a ghost hunt? Well, you run in and say, "Demons get me! Come on!" Is that what you're supposed to? Yeah. I have seen that actually done.
Just changing the subject slightly, just for one second. Have you noticed that on the paranormal stuff that is on the TV of late, it all seems to be demonic?
Yeah, definitely.
It's all nasty, negative demons.
That sounds better than a nice ghost, I think. I think that's what it is.
It's all of a sudden, there's no normal people haunting anywhere. It's all demons.
I'd love to one of them be taken over by a 97-year-old grandmother that smells of roses and bakes cakes. What that again happens?
She might not be smelling of roses
then. Oh, no.
There's Marie's just drinking her apple juice.
I'd love to see something like that rather than a demon taking a movie.
Yeah, it's. And how far do you go back with ghosts? I know people say that the stone tape theory with, you see Romans, centurions, and all that kind of malarkey. But do you ever think that there's ghost dinosaurs?
Well, that all depends on whether you believe the Earth's that old, isn't it?
Well, you know what, we've had a few.
No. Ghost dinosaur, I've never seen one.
Well, you know, we've heard people talking about animal spirits, dogs and cats and, you know, in hearing horses' hooves and things like that. So why not a dinosaur?
Yeah, well, there's a theory that Loch Ness is a ghost of a dinosaur. Yeah. There's that theory.
A ghost of a dinosaur? Really? I've not heard that theory, Nick.
There is.
Well, we've just made that up.
No, it's out there.
I can spread that rumour, though, now. That's good. No, yeah, I have it. To be fair, I have heard that theory before. It could be a ghost of a dinosaur
or something. Called something like that?
But there has been sightings of cavemen.
That could be just us.
Is that normally in town on a Friday?
I don't know, but you're both looking at me because I've got a big bushy beard. But I don't know. Do they expire? Does it stop after so long? It's all at the minute. A lot of what was he going to say? No, I can't think of the word.
Oh, man. Wind him up, Marie. Wind him up. Go on.
Oh man, my head's gone. You'll have to read
this. Come on. That's what I. This is what meditation does for you. It does prickle your brain.
Yes, it does.
So...
residual. Hang on, I've got it there. I'm back in now. A lot of these residual hauntings now, they seem as though they're all Victorian times, aren't they? Or Elizabethan, you know, it's...
I was asked that question once. Somebody said, how come all these hauntings are all Victorian people and, you know, back at, and you never see any modern... sort of, you know, apparitions with jeans and t-shirts on, but I think you actually do. I think people have seen modern day dressed apparitions, but also you go back to the theory that back in those days, in the Victorian days, people were God-fearing and maybe didn't cross over so easily. That's a theory that when we say God-fearing actually is just that, they fear, you know?
Yeah.
Crossing over.
Or could it be the places they go and they see these places?
We had a bit of a whistle on then, Nick.
sorry. These places are like castles and old stately homes, and they're all from
of
that.
Of course, yeah.
You know, I mean, you could see a lad in shorts, T-shirt, baseball cap, but he wouldn't quite go with a castle, would he?
What about naked ghosts? Have you ever seen a naked ghost?
No, I haven't, to be honest with you. No.
Well, you've got, if you see somebody in a baseball cap and a pair of shorts walking around, would you necessarily automatically know that that was an apparition, or would you just think that was a real person?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, actually, if you're walking around a castle and you see somebody with a baseball cap on, you wouldn't look twice. But if you see somebody in Victorian dress, you're gonna look a few times. You know, you're gonna do a double. You know, aren't you?
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Sure. Yeah. Well, so, I read somewhere once. I know I did that you could see 3 or 4 ghosts a day, but you don't realise.
Yeah, maybe. You know? Definitely. Okay. Let's have a little look at REM pod. What do you think about the REM pod?
Nice flashy lights, aren't they? You know,
and expensive.
Yeah, they're really expensive. The original ones are. I suppose you can make them now pretty, you know, cheap. But
yeah, I don't think there's a lot in them. Is there? It's just
It's like anything else. And it isn't proven. A spirit or a ghost sets them off. Anyways, all I know is all these. All this equipment that is like sensor based, is it goes off when you put your hand near it, and that's you know what I mean. And that's it.
Yeah. And orbs. What? I hate orbs. I absolutely hate orbs.
I don't like orbs.
It's good. I love them. orbs came from. I think it was Most Haunted Days, wasn't it?
Yes, I think so.
That's what started. I mean, they've always been about, haven't they? But I think that's what started it.
The photography ones haven't always been about. Because it's only since like digital photography, when the flash is needed to the lens.
Right, yeah.
Because that's what it basically gets.
I have seen a couple of quite impressive orbs that's made me think, but I would say 98% of them, 99% of them even are just dust particles.
Yeah. On photographs or actually
moving.
With your eyes?
The couple that I've seen that have made me think twice have been on film, moving, okay. Not stills.
Yeah. I've never seen one with the naked eye. I've only ever seen them come up on pictures, which I believe, like I say, dust or insects.
I've seen light anomalies with my naked eye where it looks like a little speck of light, whether that's what you see, whether that's an orb and that's what you see with your naked eye, but it looks different on camera. Yeah. I'm not sure.
See, when I first started mediumship, that's what I had. I had them orbs. No one else could see them in the room, so they were being triggered in my eye, not they weren't actually physically in the room.
Right.
And mine were red, green and blue mainly. I did have white ones, but apparently you've got rods and cones in your eye which are RGB. That's what, you know, like a television works, so it's like a dead pixel.
Okay.
So your brain sees that dead pixel, and that's how I used to give readings from those.
And what did they signify to you? Was that when spirit would
So if I saw one around a person, depending on whether it was shoulder height, head height, or above the head, left side or right side, and what colour it was, I could tell you who it was. I don't see them anymore. Maybe it's because I've stopped practicing mediumship, so I don't know if that's probably got a big factor in it. But yeah, that's how I used to give readings, based on that. But I think that my eyes were just like a piece of electronics that you go out on ghost hunts with. You know, if they were actually interacting with my eye rather than something in the room.
Okay.
So orbs, the picture orbs, I don't agree with, but them, because I've personally experienced them and give readings off them, I do kind of believe in those.
Right, cool. As for the equipment, we're on about the REM pod. there's nothing, there's no proof that any equipment work, is there? I suppose you use whatever you're comfortable with. There's no right or wrong way of investigating the paranormal, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. But it's just what you believe in, really, isn't it?
I've never had a REM pod go off, ever, on an investigation. I mean, we've used REM pods when we've done the guest investigations, and the only time I've ever even heard it is when walkie-talkie was setting it off one night. I've never had a REM pod go off.
That's good. I was going to ask you if you switched it on and put batteries in.
Yeah, definitely. The walkie-talkie set it off. But
yeah, but I've been on ghost hunts where I've seen people actually with a walkie-talkie in the pocket triggering it off to set the...
On purpose.
And a phone.
This activity
is exactly why it has a bad rap, this paranormal field. This is why people think it's all a load of, you know, it's all a load of tosh and it's all fake, and it, because people do things like this and they just spoil it.
And I think that's why I stay clear of equipment, because you can't trust it.
Yeah. The only problem is if you don't use equipment and you're only using your own body, which, like I said at the beginning, is what I prefer to do, you can't prove that to anybody else. But I always say I'm not there to prove to anybody else. No, I'm there to prove to myself.
Yeah.
It's not my job to convince anybody else but myself.
Yeah, definitely.
The problem is, this day and age, you know, you'll catch a ghost on camera and everybody think you've doctored it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, because there's that much rubbish going about.
Yeah. When people say, well, okay, there's so many people doing this investigating all the time now, why has nobody yet caught any proof? So you show them some proof, and that's not proof. It's been doctored. It's fake. It's just, you know, people just won't accept it because of all the fakes that there are out there.
It all depends what you're in this game for, really. Like, I know ourselves, we're just in it for myself, to find out evidence for myself. It's not for anybody else.
No.
You know, I don't mind sharing with any evidence I get with other people, whether they take it on board or whether they don't believe me or whatever, then that's their prerogative, isn't it? But I got into this for myself, and I'm still into it for myself.
Yeah. Absolutely. Of course, the other thing is there's lots and lots of apps out there now, isn't there, Nixie?
They're lovely, they are, aren't they?
Love a good app.
I hate
them. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of them.
No.
That the Hope Spirit Box, though, is the recent one I've come across, and I've had quite a few interesting things.
I played that for Lisa, and she thought I was speaking Klingon. Yeah. She says, what language is that, Klingon?
Yeah, it's but it's got a record function on it, but I've had the bestest evidence when I haven't been recording, and it's like as though it does something know that I'm trying to
record everything, mate, isn't it? When you've got a camera set up, you've got your watch, nothing happens. It's like the Kit Kat advert with the pandas.
Second you look away.
Honestly, it's a nightmare. It makes me wonder whether, if there is such a thing as a ghost, whether it ever wants to be caught on camera, you know?
Maybe we're
your
not...
Your lights are flashing.
I know the lights have just flashed. Maybe we're not meant to know, and that's why it's so difficult to catch anything. Maybe we're just... You know, delving in, I have thought that thought has crossed my mind a couple of times during the years I've been doing this. I've had a couple of breaks from it where I've actually questioned myself, should I be doing this? Should I be messing about with this? Should I be delving in too deep? Things start happening and, you know, some not so pleasant, whether it's in my head or not, but it's still not so pleasant. So you take a break away from it, but then you're drawn back in, aren't you, all the time? It's very addictive.
Yeah, well, I packed it in completely. And then I saw an apparition at Cottonage Woods. And I'm thinking, well, I'm either hallucinating or I've just seen that in the middle of the day. So that's what got me back into it again, you know.
Yeah.
You fall out of love with it all, mainly because of other investigators.
Yes.
You know. But if you can find the right people around you, there's nothing better than investigating the paranormal, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And the one thing, going back to the apps, the one thing that put me off apps was I quite like to go on other people's investigations sometimes and go as a paying guest, you know, just to see, just to experience what they do, their methods, and to go to some of the other locations, the bigger locations that, you know, just a small two or three person group can't afford to get into, because let's be honest, some of them are
£1,000,
astronomical, ridiculous. So the only way that you can get into a lot of these big places is by going, you know, with somebody else and paying to go on there. And I went on one, and they played kind of a ghost box type app. And after sitting there listening to it for about, I don't know, over five minutes, and hearing exactly the same phrase coming out, it was obvious it was on a loop.
That was replaying.
It was on a loop. So the first time you hear it, it's quite impressive. Oh, it's just said something. And then if you were to walk away and leave the room, then you would have been left with, that was really impressive, something come through. But if you stayed in the room long enough and listened to it, that same phrase was coming back again and again. Yeah. So it's obvious it was playing on a loop, and that just... that was it for me.
Voice bank, is it? Is that a voice bank?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it is, yeah. I don't know. There was a point that I was going to buy a Novelist.
Yeah.
You know, because they were all the thing, weren't they? And I don't know. I just stayed at Manager. But they were expensive as well when they first come out.
Horrendous. And still aren't cheap now, Nick.
No. I don't know. I don't know. Really, you can get an app on a phone that does the same thing as a Novelist. All that is a word bank, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
That just spits random. I think the better ones, I'm not saying they're better, are the sound banks rather than the word banks. So they're just coming out with, you know, no full words whatsoever.
Which is similar to what you were on about. Yeah, the Hope one. As far as apps go, that isn't too bad, is it?
No, it's good. It's good.
So, you know, when they're just sound banks and then you do hear a full word or even two full words come out, then that's quite impressive. But the word banks, they just spit random words out. So law of averages is, you know, every now and then you're going to get something that seems relevant to what you're asking, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, you know.
But that Hope spirit box, all the words are recorded in reverse and split up into two or three parts, so there shouldn't be any full proper words in the sound bank. So,
no.
Yeah, which I like. And I've had some good words come out, like full proper words, but it wasn't on record, so it never happened, did it?
and there are people, they bring in different stuff out all the time, aren't they? Or somebody decides that a particular instrument that's already out there now works for ghost hunting or whatever. So things are changing all the time. The motion sensored stuff, just the general anything motion sensored light. It hasn't got to be anything, you know, like you said earlier on, stick a ghost hunting sticker on it and all of a sudden it's triple the price. You know, you can get these motion sensored lights and things, anything that's set off. I think they're pretty difficult to debunk, aren't they, if it's motion sensored and there's only three of us in a room.
Yeah, if something's actually activated it.
Yeah.
So you don't buy anything.
Just don't
go out there and buy anything.
I used to be really impressed with the torch work, you know, you know. And then it was actually my husband that said, you know, you know why that's coming off and on, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and then you feel, felt stupid. Because I'm like, yeah, but it comes on when I'm asking a question and it responds to what it comes on when I ask it to, it goes off when I ask it to. So he actually got the Maglight torch that I use and we put it on the worktop and he sat here and my husband's a complete skeptic, he's, you know, and he actually said, can you turn the torch on? and the damn thing came on. And he said, and he explained to me about expanding and when it's just touching, you know, when you turn
it. Yeah, because you undo it just so it's on the edge.
And then dependent on the heat and the cold in the room, it expands and dilates, and it'll switch on and off. And it kind of, you know, peed on my bonfire a bit, that one did. But, you know, secretly, I didn't tell him this, but secretly I was quite happy because now I just don't use that anymore.
No.
You know, so I'm happy for somebody to prove me wrong, obviously. And you constant. I mean, I've been doing it, like say, for 30 years, but you never stop learning about stuff, do you? And you used to be a little bit green in the early days when I was younger.
We've all been there.
So the torch work doesn't. I'm not impressed with that anymore.
Now it's got to be something really dramatic to convince me. It's a spirit.
Yeah, you see, that's how it goes as you move along, doesn't it? Little tiny things were good enough. And then as you go along, it's that little tap, that little footstep. That's no good anymore, is it? You know?
No, not at all.
You expect more and more as you go along.
Yeah. And I've been thinking about what you said last week about the actual footsteps.
The residual.
Being residual. Yeah. You know what? I've never even thought about that.
Yeah, because if it can hold visual, it must be able to hold audio.
Except for, Nick, if you actually ask.
Oh, yeah, no, that's different again.
You know, if you say, can we hear you, your footsteps? Yeah. Can we hear you walking? And then you hear footsteps, then is that residual or is that intelligent?
I don't know.
Well, it could be either.
It could have just coincided with your question.
Absolutely.
Intention.
So back to the equipment then. What else have we got, Nick?
Torch. That's all you need, a torch.
Yeah. One with this lens screwed on properly so it doesn't
keep flashing on and off.
All right.
They made some money out of that Magnolite, didn't they?
Everybody had one of them. Yeah, they
had to have a blue one, a red one, and a yellow one.
I'll tell you something else someone made a lot of money out of. That ghost arc. Remember the ghost arc?
Oh, that was funny, that was. I called that. As soon as it came out, I called it.
It looped the dog's danglies. It just never
Did you ever see that?
No.
The ghost arc. It had everything. It was probably about as big as that, and it had everything with it.
Yeah. Okay, and what did that...
Nothing, it did do. Nothing because it didn't work.
Didn't work. And
what was it meant to do?
Everything.
It had
temperature, EVP, EMF. What else, Nick?
It was a Swiss Army knife of
all in one little gadget.
That's all you needed, didn't you? Nothing else apart from that.
But nothing worked.
No.
No. People did actually get some, didn't they? But they didn't work. The knobs snapped.
We know somebody, we won't mention, actually had one.
Yeah.
And how much were they?
They were quite a lot of money.
About £6,000.
A couple hundred quid, yeah. But this was over 10 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, so that was a lot of money.
Yeah, 200 or 300 quid, I think, weren't they? That?
Yeah, but look at it, it looks quality. The build.
To be fair,
it looked really good.
To be fair, when I first started out, because of how expensive equipment was, it wasn't so popular back when I was first starting out. But I just went, like you say, with a torch and a Ouija board. That was all we used when we went.
Yeah, that's it.
I love a good Ouija board.
Yeah, yeah.
But I actually had the real-time EVP, and that's supposed to have been the dogs, but that was about 300 quid when I brought that.
Is that when you put the headphones in, Nick, so you can hear it live?
Yeah.
So you don't have to play back to hear the EVP?
I'm sorry if the person who made it's listening, but it was the worst thing I've ever brought in my life.
So what did that do, that a normal one? I've got two really good voice recorders. One's a Sony, which is really good.
Yeah.
But my Olympus one, which is really good, I put my headphones in and it magnifies, you know, like how we can hear now. That's how that magnifies with earphones but my Sony one doesn't.
Yeah, well, that's all live EVP is, isn't it? That you don't normally EVP, you record, then you have to rewind and play back. But with live, you hear it at the time, so you can respond back if.
Well, yeah, my Olympus does that.
Yeah.
But if I want to, so could you rewind that? and it was still recording as well.
Yeah.
Oh, see, mine doesn't do that. If I want to rewind it, I have to stop it and rewind.
Right.
You know.
Okay. I've used a few times. The only issue is it doesn't record for very long. As one of the really old fashioned, what they call notebooks with the tiny little cassette, like a proper cassette player.
They're about 30 minutes, aren't they? Some of the tapes you can get on that.
Yeah, tiny little miniature tapes. But there's a lot of sort of crackling and interference with that when you play it back. But I used to use one of those. That they were interesting. Got some interesting results with that.
Yeah.
All the best cases have been done on magnetic tape, aren't they?
Yes.
All the well-known cases, the electronic recorders weren't about then.
No.
I mean, Ode Morris Gross, they've got a reel-to-reel, haven't they?
Yeah, bless. You know? And most people just use their phones now, don't they?
Yeah.
Just record on the smartphones. So,
what else is there?
Well, of course, we've got all the motion sensors and the temperature sensors. They're pretty much, you know, you can't really go wrong with them, but it doesn't necessarily point to paranormal activity, does it?
I've been on, well, obviously hundreds of investigations, thousands probably, and, oh, God, yeah, it's going down 1 degree. Oh, yeah, it's going down another degree. I mean, this is 3 o'clock in the morning in the winter.
Of course.
It's going to get cold, isn't it?
In a 200-year-old building with hardly any windows.
What I would be impressed is if it would shot up 20 degrees, then shot up and got hotter.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know.
No, it's...
I don't believe anything.
Well... I believe in very little, so I don't even know why we're doing this.
No. We're not really negative people, honestly.
No,
we're not. Then we've got the spirit board, haven't we? A spirit board, Ouija board, communication board, whatever you want to call it.
We all love them, don't we?
Yeah, I've had some really good evidence through Ouija boards. I've done them for sessions of 9 hours. We've done one together, haven't we, Nick, as well? I used to do them every weekend.
Okay, so my opinion on the boards is that they're fine to use. I'm not frightened of them. I know a lot of people say, you know, I know Faye, who's not with us this week, Faye doesn't like to go on the boards for personal reasons. She just prefers to stay away. I don't mind going on them, but... I don't hold much credence if the information that's coming out is regarding somebody that's on the board. You know, and I do believe that when they are working, they work through somebody that's on the board. So that glass isn't moving on its own.
Definitely.
Somebody is moving that glass, albeit they're not aware of it. I think spirit sort of channels through that person and moves that glass to where they want it moving to. So definitely somebody is moving it. So if somebody's asking personal questions and that glass is moving and answering those questions correctly, but that person is on the board, I don't hold any credence to that, you know, because they are so easily manipulated, the boards are anyway.
I've seen someone do one on their own.
Yeah.
And I just think, it's not happening.
Even Hasbro say you need two of you.
Hasbro.
I know some people will say that they're no. You're always asked when you go on these investigations with other people, are you happy to go on the board? And if you were to say no, the first thing most of them will say now is, "There's nothing wrong with them. That then you know." They're not dangerous in any way. You can't get attachments. You can't this, that, and the other. And it's no different than standing in a room and calling out.
Tell Reagan that.
But my argument is there's a lot of difference between using a spirit board and sitting in a room and calling out. Because when you're calling out, you're asking for communication. When you're on a board, you're asking for something to channel through you. Because that's how boards work.
Okay, yeah, cool.
So I think there's a big difference in calling out and asking somebody to communicate with a knock or a noise or something. There's a difference between that and sitting down and asking for a spirit to channel through you to spell something out on that board.
Yeah, yeah, good point. That is, yeah, that's a really good point, actually, because when people sit down and say, oh, it's not working, it isn't working, and that's probably because nobody on that board is capable of allowing a spirit to channel through them.
Mm.
I think you've got to have some sort of spiritual awareness or openness, I think, for it to work. Somebody yep. has, aren't they, yeah, on the board, I think.
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a really good thing. That's a really good point there, what you've just said, Marie, to be honest with you, because I'm guilty as anybody saying it's just a piece of board, you know, and you can't do any harm. But when you look at it with that view, yeah, you're probably right.
I think asking spirit or you know, whatever you want to call them, to channel through you, it's channeling, whether you're on a board or you're using a piece of paper that you've wrote on a pen on or whatever. Channeling is channeling, isn't it? And it's just, the board is just that tool to help you spell, get that communication.
Yeah, but yeah, you're right there with that, or even a yes no board when you're using just a yes and no with a glass on.
Yeah.
Something has got to be channeling through you to move that.
Yeah.
Same with the automatic handwriting,
yeah.
the planchette one, you know, and pendulum. Also a normal one, the pendulum even.
What about dowsing though? Because dowsing years ago, they used it for water divining, didn't they?
I've never been a big, massive fan of dowsing until I had a go with your dowsing rods the other week. And I was so impressed with it.
They do work.
Yeah, I don't
understand, honestly. I can't get my head wrapped around why they do, but they do work.
I mean, I was in this establishment and I was using them and then ended myself right by the toilet. It's got water. No, seriously. I was impressed with them because I've had a mess around with them, but I've never really seriously done it. Mm. And I was, they're pretty good.
I've seen people back in the day using wood.
Oh, yeah. Sticks
that they find on the floor. Mm. And it does
the reason
work.
Why they work is because they're not plugged in, are they?
That's it.
Yeah, so is there any other equipment before we wrap it up?
And there's tons, but we can go through anything else in a later date. If there's anything that you think we should have spoke about tonight, just make a comment, send us a message, and we'll gladly give you our views on it. But our views are just our views. It's, you know, we're not.
Yeah, or if you've seen anything new out, or you've made anything yourself, and you want us to.
To test it
out for you and give it a go, anything like that, get in touch and we can take it on location somewhere with us and give you a...
Nobody's going to want us testing stuff now, are they?
No.
I think there's a lot of people out there that are happy to use all these gadgets, and the more gadgets the better in some people's eyes, and the more flashing lights and the more bleeps that are going off the better. And then you'll get people like us that think, you know, we'd rather, like you say, Nick, old school, take it back to bare basics. But I'm always happy to try something, always happy to try something out. So, yeah, we can do that for you. That's not a problem.
Yeah, cool. It's like you say, we had one the other week, didn't we? And they had that much equipment. It was unbelievable.
People spent most of the night setting it up.
Mark takes an hour and a half to get all this stuff out of his bag as well, doesn't he, Mark?
Yeah,
so
Mark doesn't know where the on buttons are, most of his.
He'll be listening to this now and laughing. but I suppose he'll get his own back if he comes on the show with us.
Yeah, no doubt.
But yeah, if you are that investigator or that team that uses loads of equipment then and it works for you, then that's brilliant. We're just giving you our views on stuff. Are they right? No. Are they wrong? No. It doesn't matter. Like I said, with paranormal, nothing's right or wrong. It's whatever works for you. And if you were getting results you were happy with, then that's brilliant.
And I think there's loads more as well. We've not mentioned it, like the SLS cameras that people use and the spirit boxes and all the rest. But there's so much that we'd probably have to do another one, another episode.
Yeah,
part two. Listen out for that one then, part two. Right, okay, I think we're going to leave it at that for this week. Hopefully, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.